Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Thank you, Mila. Today, we start class with an assignment. We are growing. I have the numbers, but not enough reviews. I get it. I don't review anything either.
Just write 10 reviews on yourself.
But now that I'm on the other end, I need reviews. So we give you an either or. Either review us or share the show with a friend. Because I need a new microphone. I need some soundproof panels. And I promised these girls $1 an episode and haven't paid them in about 50. So I'm, you know, in debt to these lovely ladies. All right, let's start the show. Alaska, vampires, orange, and computer science. Round one, Alaska. It's huge, one-fifth the size of the entire U.S., more coastline than the rest of the U.S. combined. Home of the largest forest in our nation, the Tongass. Home of the second largest forest in our nation, the Chugach. Question one. What two countries does the Bering Strait separate?
The U.S. and Russia?
Nicely done, ladies. The Bering Strait is about 50 miles wide. It's kind of strange thinking that we're that close to Russia. It just doesn't feel like it, but I guess Alaska is way up north. Question two. What colorful and natural display is often visible in the Alaska night skies?
The Aurora Borealis?
Wow, she even gets the scientific name. Maddie, do you know the common name?
The Northern Lights, but I was going to say the fancy one too.
Fancy. The Northern Lights, essentially solar particles from the sun interacting with Earth's magnetic field, resulting in beautiful, vibrant curtain of colored lights. Question three. Located in Alaska, what is the highest mountain in North America?
Mount Wah.
No.
I don't know Mount Gua.
Denali. Denali comes from the Koyukon, a traditional native Alaskan language, and it means the tall one. Question four. Why is Alaska called the land of the midnight sun?
Because for a long time in the winter, it's dark, and it stays dark even in midday, and opposite for summer.
Correct. Land of the midnight sun. About 2 months in the summer, the sun doesn't set at all. And in the winter, it's the opposite, and there's no daylight. Pretty wild. Girls on fire. 3 out of 4. Question 5. What is the name of the famous book written by Jack London depicting a wolf dog that gradually becomes domesticated through the patience and kindness of its owner?
Bella.
Incorrect. White Fang. Kind of the opposite of Jack London's other famous book, Call of the Wild, where a dog named Buck has to adjust to the wild. 3 out of 5 for the ladies for round one. Round two, vampires. Vampire first appeared in the Oxford Dictionary in 1734. Obviously, vampires have been around much longer than that. I used to watch a show called Dark Shadows as a child with my mother. The actual word is an Albanian word meaning to drink with teeth. Question one. What plant can repel vampires?
Garlic?
Such a softy of a question. Of course, it's garlic. But why is it garlic? They used to believe that vampires were created by a disease of the blood, so a powerful antibiotic could possibly cure a vampire. Question 2. Who wrote the novel Dracula?
Dracula.
It's not a biography. Incorrect. Bram Stoker. The book was set in Transylvania and was apparently inspired by Vlad the Impaler. Question 3. Sesame Street. What is the name of the Sesame Street vampire who obsessed with numbers?
The Count?
Count Von Count is his official name. 1, 2, 3.
He says instead of W's, he says V. So it's 1, 2, 3.
Very nice. Question 4. What does a vampire see when they look in the mirror?
Trick question.
Why is that?
Nothing.
That's what they see. Nothing. I didn't view that as a trick question, but apparently it may be. Question 5. What two continents in the world are vampire bats found on?
North America and South America?
Correct. Which is funny because all this vampire stuff sort of started in Europe. Fun vampire bat facts. It's the only species of bat that can walk, run, and jump. Yeah, when they're in vampire form, most likely. Girls, 4 out of 5 in that round. They are up to 7 for the show. Sponsor, this episode is brought to you by Aux Power. Check out their new product, a 3-in-1 charger and data cable. Boom, charge your iPhone, your MacBook, and your Apple Watch at the same time. So much power, Aux Power. Link in the description. Round 3, orange. Am I going to talk about the fruit or the color? Question 1. In English, which usage came first? Orange the color or orange the fruit?
Color.
Incorrect. It's fruit. As far back as the 14th century, a couple hundred years later, before orange the color was being thrown around. Question 2. Which state in the U.S. grows the most oranges?
I don't know.
Wow, not even a guess, okay?
Florida, and for me, Georgia?
Yeah, I was going to say Georgia, even though they're peaches.
I got my peaches down in Georgia. Both of them are incorrect, and the I don't know is incorrect. It's California. I would have thought it was Florida as well, but it's a huge gap, apparently. California produces $2.2 billion worth of citrus, and Florida only produces $263 million. Brazil produces the most oranges in the world. Question 3. What two colors, when combined, make the color orange?
Red and yellow?
Correct. That would make orange a secondary color. Question 4. If you are comparing two items that are not alike, you are said to be comparing blank and oranges.
Boba.
Boba and oranges. Incorrect.
Apples.
Apples and oranges. Maddie's age is really dominating today. Question 5. What is the name of the orange tabby cartoon cat created by Jim Davis, who is known for loving lasagna and hating Mondays?
Garfield?
Garfield, correct. Reports are that Garfield merch brings in $1 billion annually. kids these days have no ideas that us adults used to open up the newspaper, eat cereal while reading the comics.
Now my friend Ivy loves Garfield.
Yeah, now kids just do it all on their phone. Hey, while you got your phone, give us 5 stars and a review.
Give me a phone so I can give you 5 stars.
Maybe next year. Round 4, computer science. All I hear about lately, AI, ChatGPT, NVIDIA, robotics. Fun fact, according to a former Facebook employee, the company used to have a master password that could unlock any user's account. The password was Chuck Norris, because it wouldn't be considered too weak of a password. Question 1. In 1982, what electronic object was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year?
Robot?
Incorrect.
Computer?
Correct. 1982, the year I was born. They got it right, though. The computers are, you know, a big hit all these years later. Time's Person of the Year for 2023? Taylor Swift. Now, I had a prediction at the end of the year that her and Travis Kelce would break up in 2024. I'm revising my prediction, and now, hold on, I think they're gonna get engaged. Changing your mind is a sign of intellectual maturity and emotional intelligence.
Or just like undecision.
Question 2. Chip Test, Hydra, Deep Blue, and High Tech are all computer programs developed to play what game?
Super Mario Bros.
No.
Minecraft?
Chess. Computer programs destroy human chess players, apparently. Question 3. What is the name of the most well-known hacker group in the world?
Hacker group.
Anonymous. Believe it or not, the most well-known group is called Anonymous. They are known for their decentralized structure, wearing Guy Fawkes masks, and they conduct high-profile cyber attacks and protests against governments, corporations, and organizations. I listened to this podcast once, and apparently they don't even know like who's in it. They all have aliases. It's all very wild, super mysterious. Question 4. What delicious computer term is used for small pieces of text sent to your browser that help websites remember information about your visit?
Cookies?
Cookies. I mostly say no to cookies when I'm online because I'm too worried about getting hacked by people like Anonymous. The only good thing is I'm not really a high priority target because of my limited resources. Question 5. Many high-tech companies got started in a garage. Multiple choice, which tech company listed did not get started in a garage? Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, or HP?
HP.
Hewlett Packard. Incorrect.
Apple?
Incorrect. It's Facebook, because it was started in a Harvard dorm room. You know, it sounds so epic, right? Oh, like we started in a garage. Well, guess what? I started this podcast in a bedroom. Who really doesn't start a company in a garage or a house? Here's a list of companies that have started in a garage or basement or whatever. Amazon, Mattel, Yankee Candle, Harley Davidson, Disney, Trivia with Dad. Girls crushing it still. 12 points.
Since when did we start in a garage?
You start in a house, you can call it the garage for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Two truths and a lie. Powerball. Statement 1. In 2005, 110 people won second place by playing numbers from a fortune cookie that told them, all the preparation you've done will finally be paying off. Statement 2. You have better odds of becoming a saint than winning the Powerball. Statement 3. Mississippi is the state with the most Powerball jackpot winners of all time. So you have 110 people playing fortune cookie numbers winning second place. Better odds becoming a saint than winning the Powerball. Mississippi has the most jackpot winners of all time. The lie, Mila.
The Saint Powerball.
Incorrect, because you do have a better chance of becoming a saint. 100 billion people have lived on Earth and about 5,000 recognized saints in history. Maddie, you're down to 110 people or Mississippi, the lie.
110 people?
No, that is correct as well. And Powerball thought that they were cheating the system until they figured it out that they were all playing the fortune cookies. Mississippi has actually had zero winners. And I believe it's Illinois or Indiana that has the most. I do not recall. Girls, 12 points. Solid show. We hope you have a great week.